I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Two former El Paso County Sheriff supervisors have pleaded guilty in a corruption case. Former Undersheriff Paula Presley and former Commander Juan John San Agustin entered their pleas yesterday. They were indicted in 2016 after a probe by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. Former Sheriff Terry Makita was also indicted. His trial is expected to start at the end of the month. A proposal to allow state parks to increase fees and hunting and fishing licenses by up to 50% recently failed in the Republican-controlled Senate Finance Committee. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Most fees haven't increased in 12 years, and officials say more visitors and an aging infrastructure are putting pressure on the system. Republican Senator Don Corum of Montrose was one of the main sponsors.
We have two economies in the state of Colorado. We have an I-25 economy, and we have the rest of the state. Parks and wildlife is a big part of the economy of rural Colorado.
Hunting, fishing, and wildlife groups supported the bill, but Republicans on the Finance Committee, including Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs, say it needed more time.
I'm not yet convinced that we've spent our funds well.
An audit is scheduled for June, and the head of the Parks and Wildlife Division says given the bill's defeat, there now needs to be a broader discussion about funding certain programs and how to get other users to help foot the bill. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.